final call for Clear Air Flight 136 for Shannon. Would all remaining passengers please make their way to departure gate 44C.
Tell me, is this priority boarding?
Yes.
Is that seat beside you taken, love?
No.
Oh, it takes forever to get down here, doesn't it? You'd nearly walk home faster. Nice enough evening for flying, though. I hate when it's windy.
Attention, please. Passengers waiting to board Fair Air Flight 136 for Shannon are advised that this flight has now been delayed due to rotation difficulties. Passengers should remain at departure gate 44C until further notice.
Ah, Jesus! And I after racing down here. Please God, we won't be stuck here all night now. What's rotation anyway?
No idea. Hi, Michael. It looks like we're going to be delayed here. Give me a call, will you? I hope you're doing something nice and having a lovely day. Bye.
You don't mind if I slip these off, do you? Thought the sandals would be better for flying on account of the cloths and all, but they've the heels ripped off me. Should have gone for the fit-flops, but you look like an awful gum in them, don't you? I'm Alice, by the way.
Hi.
So, what's your own name?
Ruth.
Ruth. That's lovely. I love the old Irish names. Here, will you have a bullseye, Ruth?
I'm okay.
I'm watching your figure. You're right, too. Oh, don't you love real sweets? A good suck is better than any facelift. Sorry now for bothering you again, Ruth, but can you read that screen over there? I can't see a thing from here.
It just says delayed, that's all.
Delayed. Like they'd bother to tell us anything anyway. No. I knew this girl was delayed once for 3 days in Beauvais. Never the same after it. Got arachnophobia. That's why I always get the priority boarding, so I do. You're a flyer at the Sudoku all the same, though, aren't you? The 9 goes in there, love, not the 2. The 2 should go between the 7 and the 3, on the left there at the bottom.
Thank you.
Would you like a little squeeze of hand cream? It gets fierce dry in here, doesn't it?
I'm fine.
Imagine. They took my good one off me going through security. Lancome. Only bought it in duty free coming over, but the strap wouldn't let me keep it.
Steve, hi. Oh, no such luck. Delayed here for some reason.
Rotation, tell him it's rotation. He might know.
He went to the Ivy. Oh, why do I always miss the best ones? Any celebs? You had a what? With a truffle foam. Oh, wow. And did Andrea go? Dave too? So, are we right about the pair of them? Yes. Yes. Well, listen, Lisa will have that report if you call her. But behave yourself. I will. Yes. First thing. Will do. Bye. Bye.
Over for work, were you?
Just a quick in and out. Well, that was the plan anyway.
I knew it. I can read people's faces. It's a gift. I took one look at you and I said to myself, she's the professional type. And you're engaged too, I see. Was that your fella ringing to see if you're all right?
A colleague.
Colleague? Here, give us a look at the ring. Oh, it's lovely.
Thank you.
Sure, cut. 3.5 carats on 18 carat white gold with palladium. Excellent clarity too. Although there is a slight inclusion if you look closely, but nothing worth worrying about.
Sorry?
There at the top right. Maybe it's just from this angle. Sure, the light in here is rubbish.
Are you in the trade or something?
The trade?
Jewellery. Do you work in the jewellery business?
No, pet. I'm just really good on rings. Make sure you get a decent one up front, I always say. But you can't tell some people, can you? My niece, for instance. It was her wedding I was over for her first. 10-carat yellow, 3-stone bar, set with about 0.33 carats. I took one look at it and thought, Argos. So we all know where that's going to end, don't we?
I think there's a bit more to a relationship than a ring.
Easy for you to say with that big rock on your finger. Tell me what she'll do for running away money if she needs it. Where can she go on less than 500 quid?
Well, if that's the way she was thinking, she wouldn't have got married in the first place, would she?
Attention, please. Passengers waiting to board Fair Air Flight 136 for Shannon are advised that this flight will continue to be delayed due to ongoing rotation difficulties. You are requested to please remain at departure gate 44C until further notice.
It'll be every man for himself now, Ruth. Aren't we lucky all the same we teamed up?
I'm sure they'll have us on the move in no time.
You probably don't think our plane's going to crash either.
What?
I'm just asking if you think it's going to crash.
Of course I don't think it's going to crash. Are you nervous or something?
No, but we'll still pay attention to the safety thingy, won't we? A marriage on the rocks is like losing cabin pressure at 35,000 feet. You're rightly shanghaied without an oxygen mask.
More people are killed driving their cars than in plane crashes.
And more wives are killed by their husbands than passing strangers. All I'm saying is that marriage is a big step and a girl needs to be well prepared. Am I right or what?
Well, I'm sure your niece will be fine.
Fine! She will in her eye be fine. He looked good in the suit. That's the best I can say for him. But then, don't they all? Still, at least she's young. Only 20.
That is young.
I was 2 years married at her age.
18. God.
Old enough to know what I wanted.
Did it work out?
Mostly.
You're still together?
No, lovey, we're not.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Nothing to be sorry for. Sure, that's just life, isn't it?
I didn't mean to pry.
And who's prying? You'd like a family yourself, I suppose.
What?
A family.
One step at a time.
You might still be in with a chance anyway.
It's really more about choice than chance now. Women have far more options than before.
Don't I know? Sure didn't my neighbour's daughter get her little girl from Kazakhstan? I would have gone for one from Pakistan myself. They're lovely, aren't they, with the big brown eyes. Had her pick of them too, so she had. Not like with that one bringing them in from Russia, where you have to take whatever you get.
I was actually thinking more of the bigger picture.
How do you mean, like?
Well, it's not as if it's carved into tablets of stone that you have to have kids.
Ah, but they're nice, aren't they? And what about your fella? Would he like them?
Oh, he's great with his nieces and nephews. He spoils them rotten.
Kids have an instinct, you know, for people who are good to them.
It's different when it comes to your own. I'm forever trying to explain that to him, that you can't hand them back at the end of the day, that it's not just all about fun. There have to be rules.
Lena, my sister-in-law, was the very same. All rules, like. You'd be afraid to breathe in her house. Followed every word that Dr. Spock fella said in his book. Until she started seeing the face of Our Lady in the corduroy covers of her three-piece suite. Didn't give a damn what they did after that.
Are you serious? Anyway, it's never been a big deal for me, the whole kids thing. I know he wouldn't mind if we didn't. I mean, he said that once, that he doesn't mind. And I'm not saying no either. Not outright, like. It's just, I can't imagine me with a baby.
Don't worry, Dot. The one thing we can't fight is nature. Even the most contrary old bitch gets stuck in when it's their own.
Attention, please. Passengers waiting to board Fair Air Flight 136 for Shannon are requested to please refrain from attempting to regain access to the duty-free.
For God's sake.
Wither you, wouldn't they? Now, Ruth, look. Look here at this wedding in Hello. The English have lovely churches, don't they? Ours are only all car parks. Did you ever see a happier face on a bride? And after all she's been through too.
Was she ill or something?
No, married to that fella plays the sergeant in the bill, the one with the big forehead. They were having the HIV treatment to help her conceive, only he went off with the redhead who does the weather on Sky. Piled on a ton of weight then, so she did, until she got the gastric band. And now, would you look at what she's landed?
He could be her father.
No, she never knew her dad. See the way he's looking at her, though. That's a grateful man, and the grateful ones are always easier to manage. She'll do fine with him. I'd say the dress is champagne rather than cream, wouldn't you? White is all the rage again, too, but you need to be very young to carry off the white. Ivory might still work for you, though.
I haven't given it much thought. We only got engaged last month.
Bit of a whirlwind, was it?
We're together just over a year now.
Oh, that's long enough for anyone, especially at your age.
I'm only 37.
Cutting it fine all the same, weren't you?
Oh, you're worse than my mother.
She's right, though, isn't she? I mean, what were you hanging around for?
I just hadn't met the right guy, that's all.
Any fella can be the right guy if you want him to be.
Well, that's very romantic.
It's just that girls can be awful idiots when it comes to men, can't they? Fellas want the one thing, it's fairly simple. But girls have a list a mile long. That's the problem. So no one man can ever make them happy. Better to take the first half decent fella that comes along and save yourself a lot of tears.
Doesn't say much for falling in love, does it?
You're 37, you tell me.
So, how's the birthday boy? Oh, that sounds nice. Good. Good for you. You're right. You never know where the business will come from. Yes. Yes. But didn't he say that to you before? But of course I'm pleased. I'm not. I don't. Oh, look, now is not the time. No. No, still no movement here. Oh, sure, we'll be the last to know. I'll be well home by then. I will. I'm looking forward to it. Me too. Bye. Bye.
Your fella, wasn't it?
You could tell.
There's very little gets past me, pet. Bet you can't guess how many times I've been married. Go on, have a guess.
I don't know. Twice, maybe?
3 times.
3? That's a lot, 3.
I know, but like I said, I was an early starter. You never told me what his name is, anyway.
Michael.
I was married to Mike, too.
Oh, he prefers Michael. We both do.
Michael, sorry. And you're pure mad about him, are you?
Well, of course.
It's harder when you love them, though, isn't it?
I thought that was the whole point.
One becomes two, two becomes one. All this lighting candles and blowing them out does my head in.
I was at 5 weddings last year. Bridesmaid 3 times, and I still think they're lovely.
I like the dancing. Weddings are the only place left where you can grab hold of a fella and dance.
Did your niece have a good band?
Only a DJ. I told you there was nothing right about that marriage.
I'd like one of those old-style swing bands myself.
Oh, forget that. Nobody knows the steps, so they all end up at the bar, a pure waste of money. Keep it simple, love. 3 notes into Sweet Caroline and everybody will be out on the floor.
Michael's actually a really good mover. He's done a lot of salsa, and I'm not bad on my feet.
How are you on your back, though? Get those moves wrong, and there's nothing will fix it.
This is a security announcement. Passengers waiting to board Fair Air Flight 136 to Shannon are advised that the consumption of duty-free products prior to departure is a criminal breach of the airport bylaws.
The herd over in economy class don't look too pleased, Ruth. Tell me, what does your Michael do for himself? I'd say he has a great job, has he?
He has his own business. He imports wine from small artisan suppliers, mostly Italy and Spain. It's still at the start-up stage, but it's growing. He has a lot of great ideas.
Imports wine. Do you know, I saw bottles up there in the duty-free, supposed to be on special offer for £29. I don't know why you'd be dragging them home with you when you can get lovely stuff for £5.99 in Lidl, can't you?
You'd be surprised once you get into it. You become a bit obsessed. Michael's quite passionate about it.
Where did you meet him anyway? I love hearing how people met. In a pub or a nightclub, was it?
Hardly.
I'd say you follow the rugby, do you? Did you meet him at a match?
Honestly, it's really not that interesting.
Well, it's better than sitting here just looking across at the zombie compound, isn't it? Go on, sure, can't you tell us? Was it through work, though? Or did a friend introduce you? Go on.
We met through an online dating site, actually.
You met him on the internet? Well, fair play to you.
Look, it's not what you'd think. I mean, it wasn't sleazy or anything.
Why would I think 'twas sleazy?
People are funny about stuff like that. I wouldn't mind, but he was nearly the first guy I met in it. And it's not like I did it loads of times or anything.
Go away on that. Sure, why shouldn't you go out and get a bit of whatever's going? Saves you wondering, too, if someone's interested or not. At least you know their game ball.
I don't like people thinking, you know, that I was desperate or something. That it's all a bit too weird. Mostly, I say we met at a spinning class.
Spinning?
You know, you do a workout to music on stationary bikes.
And that isn't weird.
Not as weird as people thinking I went out looking for a man.
God, but you're very young all the same, aren't you?
It was all just easier in your day, especially if you were lucky, like you.
Lucky?
Marrying the love of your life at 18.
He wasn't the love of my life. Jim was... Jim was my first husband, that's all.
Oh, here. Would you like a sandwich, Ruth? I have plain cheese and I have ham, but there's mustard on the ham, English mustard. I got that habit from him, Jim. He put it on everything. Now I do too. There you go. Nice, aren't they? Does your Mick... Sorry, Michael. Does Michael like mustard?
He puts brown sauce on his ham sometimes, when I'm not looking.
What's wrong with a little brown sauce? I knew a fellow once. He used to bring brown sauce sandwiches to work with him. Nothing else. Just brown sauce between big slices of white bread and butter. He used to be licking it off his lips. He had beautiful lips like John Travolta in Grease. Perfectly shaped. And a long, firm tongue. Not one of those thick, slobbery ones that slaps all over the place like a dog. A nice tongue makes all the difference, doesn't it?
I've never thought about anyone's tongue before. It's hardly the first thing you notice, is it?
You do when it's halfway down your gob, though. I could have watched Christy Moran eating his lunch all day out in the yard behind the shop. All the girls working there were mad about him with his sleeves rolled up tight so you could see the muscles on his big brown arms.
Did he ever find out you liked him?
Sure, everyone used to be teasing us. We were the only young ones in the place. I was in for the summer, after my inter, and he wasn't much older, although he'd left school. Did all the loading and lifting, so he did. They'd sent me upstairs on a message for the laugh, thinking I'd be all mortified.
And you weren't shy?
Where does shy get you? I loved going up there, so I did. I'd see him leaning out the window, blowing smoke rings, and I'd feel like I was up on the cherubplanes in Pa Healy's field, all dizzy-like.
Did you ever tell him?
What would I be telling him that for?
To see if he felt the same.
You never know what a fella feels. He doesn't even know that himself half the time.
Then it wasn't love, so?
I loved the way he tasted of butter and brown sauce.
But you didn't love him?
I loved the smell of his shirt when he'd press me up against the back wall of the stockroom, all smoky-like. I still love a man who smells like a man.
Did you go out with him for long?
Never went anywhere with him, did I? Wouldn't have been let. Only saw him the once outside of work, waiting at a bus stop with his friends. He didn't even salute me.
Did it end in tears?
There was crying, all right. He got as far as Swindon, well, that's what I heard anyway. Afraid of his shite he was after my brothers found out I was... Well, you know how it goes. But they can't tell you, can they? You have to learn it all for yourself.
That must have been really rough for you.
Different times, weren't they?
This is a security announcement. Would passengers at gate 44C please remain with their luggage at all times to avoid the risk of having it removed and destroyed by airport police?
Owen, I called him.
You never...
No. Like I said, different times.
And what about Christy? Did you ever see him again?
No sign of him.
Talk about a boy with a pin to burst your bubble.
Sure, we all have one, don't we?
Hi there. Oh, no such luck. It still just says delayed. I know. Nightmare. Oh, not a thing. Thanks for asking. You're a pet. I will. Fingers crossed. Bye.
Bye. Michael again?
Just Steve, the guy from work.
Oh, Steve. Steve. Come here. They don't smell, do they, Ruth?
Your feet?
You tell me, wouldn't you? I hate the way everyone starts to stink in here after a while. That's another reason I went for the sandals. Great to be able to carry off a heel like that. Did you have to take them off now going through? That's the bit I really hate.
Not this time.
Nothing glamorous about travel anymore, is there?
Was there ever?
Would you do a lot of it for work?
Less and less now with the cutbacks.
The States is desperate these days. You nearly have to strip off for them. And they're as rude. Not worth the hassle anymore.
I know. I used to live there and we had terrible trouble, even with the green cards. It was a nightmare going back sometimes.
Oh, how long were you over?
About 5 years, give or take.
Whereabouts?
Seattle, on the west coast.
And a Yank didn't sweep you off your feet?
I never found American men that attractive.
Ah, they've lovely manners, though.
Oh, it's all superficial. Like, have a nice day. It means nothing.
So, what was his name?
Whose name?
The Yank.
There wasn't a Yank.
He was Irish then.
Who was?
The boy with the pin.
What makes you think...
Oh, some fella's always the reason a girl like you wakes up in her 30s wondering where the time's gone.
I didn't... His name was Tom.
Not Thomas.
No, he was a Tom and it was in Dublin. I'd stayed there after graduation. First job, first house. Thought I was beginning the rest of my life.
Was he gorgeous, was he?
He wasn't gorgeous, not in the way you mean. But he was really, really smart, so you'd nearly think he was. He had this thing about him, you know, when people are successful and when he pays attention to you.
A big shot.
He was my boss. Well, he was my boss's boss, to be precise. Arrived in from the UK like he could walk on water.
English. Ah, Jesus. Married too, I suppose.
They had an understanding.
Oh, and was it just his understanding or did she know about it too?
I guess, well, in the end...
How come? It's the smart girls always forget you should never go into the basement.
The basement?
Do you never watch thrillers? The one who goes into the basement always gets killed. Married men are a death trap. You go down, but you never come up. Didn't your friends tell you?
You only hear what you want to hear. I stopped talking about Tom after a while so they'd think it was over. I got tired of all the hassle and then it was like I was having another life all by myself.
All by yourself is right.
But we did have some good times.
Waste of time, lovey.
I know that now, but you couldn't have told me then. Would you believe he even helped me pick out the furniture for my house? Bought this big leather chair he liked and said it would be perfect for reading the papers in.
Height of excitement.
I thought it was at the time. I could see us on Sunday mornings, you know, him in that chair and me curled up on the sofa with the supplements before we'd maybe go for a walk on Dunleary Pier. He only ever sat in it properly once. The night he suggested I throw my hat in the ring for this new job they were creating in Boston. Promised he'd put in a good word. You don't often get dumped and promoted in the one go, do you?
He went back to her, so the wife.
He never left her.
But did you really want him to?
I thought I did. There was a time I thought it was the only thing in the world I wanted.
At least you bounced back.
I'd hardly call it a bounce. 5 years licking my wounds.
But you came back. What did you do that for?
Americans are funny if you're still single in your 30s. Divorced is fine. That's normal. But single? Single means you don't play by the rules. And that scares them.
No sex in the city, though.
Plenty in the suburbs, if you want it. But I'd had enough of that. And besides, I...
What about a fragment of mandarin orange to quench your thirst?
No, thanks.
You're sure? I always try to have the 5 a day if I can. Especially if I'm flying. Filthy places, airports. All recycled air. You don't want to become paranormal about it either, though, do you? Afraid to touch anything? Oh, my Jim was a bit like that. Always washing his hands and feeling himself for lumps. It was nearly an ease to him when he finally passed away.
What happened to him?
Massive heart attack. There one minute. Happy as a sandpiper and gone the next. Terrible sad. Although at 63, I suppose it was hardly a tragedy.
It must be shocking to lose someone out of the blue like that.
You've no idea. It took forever just to get him off me so I could ring for the ambulance. Talk about dead weight.
Oh.
Though at least I can put my hand on my heart and say that he died a happy man.
But wasn't Jim your first husband?
Yeah, he was. When I came back after what happened with Christy, like...
Sure, you were only a kid then.
I married Jim 3 weeks after my 18th birthday, so I did. And he was 58.
But why?
Why what?
Why would you marry someone old enough to be your father?
He was older than him, as it happens. But that's neither here nor there, is it? Why are you marrying Michael?
Because I love him, of course.
He's not your strawberry cream filling, so is he?
My what?
The last chocolate in the box.
He most certainly is not my strawberry whatever.
Oh, relax, lovey. I was only asking. Only it sounds to me like you know what you want and you got it. And I wanted Jim. Simple as that.
I'm sorry, but there is no comparison between Michael and your Jim. I don't mean to be rude, but I don't want anyone. Not like that, anyway.
Well, for you, so. My luck ran out along with Christy. After that, I'd come in a bit late from a dance and my father would start roaring on about how lucky I was still having a roof over my head. You get tired, always being told how lucky you are. People saying I was lucky they were so good to me, Mam and Dad like. And the girls all talking behind my back, saying how no one would ever want me now. But some fellas did, you see.
Still, a man of his age, how did you even get to know him that way?
We met at his wife's funeral.
His wife's funeral?
I know, gas, isn't it?
They were friends of yours?
No, Eileen, that was her name. Eileen, she was a client where I worked. We used to do her hair. Never had a bad word to say about him. So I knew he was nice because women tell out everything at the hairdresser's.
You're a hairdresser?
Not trained or anything. I just shampooed, swept up a bit, you know. Made the tea and went out for fags and stuff. Poor Eileen was a bit thin on top, if you know what I mean. So she had to keep it blow-dried for the shape. Came at least twice a week. Sometimes more if it was breezy. That's a very good cut you have, Ruth. Really suits your face.
I'm thinking of letting it grow, actually.
Get her to stick in a few lights the next time. You'd be well able for a little honey blonde. Break it up a bit and take the flat look off it. Eileen was dark, which makes it harder, doesn't it? The white of the skull shines through. But she could afford to look after it because Jim had the three butcher stalls and he didn't mind her spending.
What happened to her, to Eileen?
Breast cancer. And of course, the hair was the first thing to go, so we didn't see much of her after that. I only went to the funeral so Stella wouldn't be on her own.
Who's Stella?
Stella? Oh, Stella Stiles, my boss. Her real name was Bridget, but sure nobody wants a Bridget doing their hair, do they? I really liked that about him. He remembered me too, from when he'd call in for Eileen with the umbrella. Gave me such a tight squeeze I thought I'd fall down on the mortuary floor beside her. Told me be sure and call in if I was ever passing the shop. So I did. A few days later, like, just to see how he was. Sure, I felt sorry for him. He gave me a lovely bit of fillet to put colour in my cheeks. Took me for a spin out to see the calves one Sunday. Put me off meat for ages. I never think about meat as real, do you?
Oh, it doesn't bother me. I'm a bit of a foodie, you know. Steak tartare, foie gras, veal. I find cooking such a great way to unwind.
I don't bother much with it these days. And what about Michael? He must like his grub if he's into the wine and all.
He's quite a particular eater. I suppose you'd say he's a bit finicky, really. There's so much he doesn't eat. Won't even try. But I'm bringing him round slowly.
Well, whatever makes you happy. That's what I say.
And you thought Jim would make you happy?
He bought me lunch in a big hotel that first Sunday. The whole shebang. And the waiters were only falling over him. We went to the seaside the next time. Oh, he had the most beautiful navy blue Mercedes with a walnut dashboard and soft cream seats. And he let me listen to the top 30 up really loud with the windows open. Brought me back to the house afterwards for our tea. Cold beef and cold mutton salad with ham.
But you didn't actually fall for him, did you?
No. But he certainly fell for me. Like a wardrobe, he was landing down on top of me and the button studs and the leather sofa pressing into the back of my head, making my eyes water. Thought he was after upsetting me. When we came back from Rome, the first thing I did was change that sofa for a soft Sanderson print.
Hi. Oh, no, haven't a clue. Well, I don't know, do I? It's hardly my fault. It depends on what time we get in. Yeah, I know how important your birthday is. Well, I bought her a bottle of Chanel. Sure, how would I know that? She's your mother, not mine. I can't hijack a plane, Michael. Oh, you're being ridiculous. I don't. It's my job. Fine, do so. Fine.
No patience, have they, fellas? You handled him well, though.
It takes two to tango.
Oh, you know, that's one place I've always wanted to go.
Sorry?
Buenos Aires. I'd give anything to see them doing the tango, you know, in the cafes.
I was there for Christmas 3 years ago.
For Christmas? And is it fab, is it?
It's the sexiest place ever. I met the most amazing people there, though. It always happens, doesn't it, when you're travelling alone?
By yourself? But why would you want to go on a holiday on your own?
For the holiday, you know, the adventure. See the world.
And would you not be lonely, like, or afraid something might happen to you? I'd be terrified.
Sure, worse things could happen at home.
But who would you eat your dinner with?
Other people, sometimes, if I met them. Mostly I'd bring a book, just in case.
And did you not worry people would think you were a bit strange, with no one there to take the bare look off you? I'd never sit in a restaurant by myself. Even when I lived in Spain, I wouldn't go down to the bar for a drink on my own, and I knew them all, like...
When did you live in Spain?
For a while, when I was married to Jerry. He had a lot of business going on there.
Was Jerry your second or your third husband?
My second.
And he was around your own age?
Only a bit older, in his 40s. I'd have been 24 the first time we went out, the Stephen's Day races, the year after Jim died. But then we broke up for a year.
He was one of the horses set?
Jerry? Not at all. No, he was an auctioneer. Got a great price for the butcher stalls for me, so he did. Ran into him then at the races, and we went in out of the cold for a drink. Became pally after that, sure. You know the way.
Why did you break up with him?
Oh, he could be a bit jealous, you know. Wouldn't want you even talking to other fellas. Lose the rag over it. So I gave him the push for a while, let him cool off.
But then you took him back.
I missed him, didn't I? You know what it's like, sure, don't you? All your friends in Noah's Ark, and you're only invited along for the gawk.
Oh, I know. The dinner parties where they sit you beside a fella even the Franciscans wouldn't take.
At least Jerry knew how to have a good time. At the start, anyway. And he had lovely blue eyes, really, really sharp blue, like Paul Newman. But he got fierce tight for a fella that was loaded. How much was this? Where did you buy that? I broke a mattress spring for every stitch of clothes on my back when I was with him. And you couldn't say hello to another fella. We'd be taking a stroll after the dinner, and you'd nearly be afraid a fella would salute you and start him off for the night. Makes you feel great, though, doesn't it, the sun?
I'm inclined to stay out of it now, scared of getting burnt.
He was the very same Jerry was. Never took the sun well. His face went this kind of dark red colour, boiled looking. The funny thing is, that's what killed him in the end, the sunshine.
He got skin cancer?
No. Driving like a maniac he was, along the coast road into Fuengirola. Overtook this delivery truck on a bend, doing about 90. Couldn't see a thing, with a sudden glare in his eyes. Never knew what hit him.
Hi, Michael. So, start without me. Fine. I'm not. Look, my battery's nearly gone. You can if you like. No. Okay, maybe. Look, we'll see. Hardly. Oh, fine. Bye. That was Michael. Wondering if I'm still surviving.
He's a great one for calling all the same.
Oh, it's like dying a slow death here.
Look around you, girl. Sure, what more entertainment could you want? See her over there beside the butty little man with the tasher. That face has had a complete upgrade, if I ever saw one. Would you ever go for it yourself, Ruth?
Oh, no way. I'd be too scared it would all go wrong. You read these horror stories, don't you?
Ah, no, that's only all made up. Sure, what would you want? Only a little bit of work on your nose, maybe, for the moment. Here, look. I'll let you in on a little secret. See? 2 partial lifts and a small job on my nose. But you can't see a thing, can you? Go on, look.
I'm not sure what I'm supposed to be looking for. There isn't a mark. Oh, apart from just there. Is that a little scar near your eye?
I know. The one feckin' thing I can't get fixed. Too deep, and I left it too late. Got caught by Mike with a Waterford glass ashtray one night.
Number 3.
That's right. That was Mike.
And he hit you with an ashtray?
A pure fluke it was that he hit anything. More of an accident, really. Devoted to me, so he was. But sure, once he'd had a few, you know yourself. Mike was the best person you could ever be with. Until about 1 o'clock in the morning. Nobody made me laugh like him.
Did you not realise he had a drink problem when you met him?
You can only know so much about anyone, can't you? Mike was away at sea,
And all the comings and goings were great, fierce, exciting, like having an affair. It was the dry land part he never really got the hang of. Neither of us did.
Well, I think I'd know if Michael was a drunk at home or abroad.
I never said my Mike was a drunk. You only know what you think you know about your fella lovey. What'll he be like if that wine thing goes bust and you haven't a bob? Or you have a kid that cries all night with a colic and he can't sleep? What happens if his nerves come at him and he starts sitting in a chair all day looking out at the rain? They don't put that up on any online profile, do they?
I know. But I think he's the one, though. I really do.
Listen, pet. Trust me. There's no the one. Tell me, will he make your life easier, do you think? Will he?
I think so. I mean, I guess he will.
Then that's grand so, isn't it? My Mike wasn't perfect, but he was perfect for me and I miss him.
But...
You see, I'm just not very good on my own.
He's not dead too, is he?
No, not at all. Alive and well and paying his maintenance. Just docked in a different port. We'll be 3 years divorced in September.
He left you?
For a fat little Welsh one with a face like a slapped arse and her name over the door of the pub.
Final call for Fair Air Flight 19 for Knock. Would the last remaining passengers please make their way to Gate 3A immediately?
Wouldn't you know the Knock flight would be leaving on time? Mind you, I'd prefer to be stuck here than arriving there.
Getting cold, isn't it?
We're here for the night now, I reckon. Might as well make ourselves as comfortable as we can. Here, take this pashmina. I always throw in a few, just in case.
It's a beautiful colour.
Suits you too.
Oh, thanks. I don't care what level of cutbacks are going on, I am never flying with this shower again.
I'd be like Robinson Crusoe without them, stuck on a wet, windy island and no Man Friday in sight.
I would have thought a Man Friday is the last thing you'd want. You'd think you'd call it a day.
How do you mean?
With your track record.
At least I wasn't afraid to give it a go for fear I'd make an idiot of myself.
I'm not afraid.
What's your excuse, so?
I have standards.
And I don't.
I'm not saying that.
It's what you're thinking, though, isn't it?
Look, we're obviously just very different people.
Really?
Well, of course we are. I mean, I don't want to be rude, but you know nothing at all about me. And I don't know you from Adam.
At least I know what I want.
Don't we all?
You really think you've found it with your Michael?
Yes, I do.
And you're not selling yourself short?
I'm not the one in the habit of selling myself. Hi, Mike. But I would have called if there was any change. Just tell them the truth. Any normal person would understand. I'm not being sarcastic. What can I do? But it's not a special birthday. Oh, this is not always happening. That's not fair. Well, one of us has to do a real job. Oh, look, I'm sorry. I'm just... Look, it's been a shite day. Not now, Mike. That is precisely what I'm saying. No. No, this is pointless now. No. I said no. I'm going now, okay? Okay? Mike? A Mike? Like an antichrist.
You're not worried?
No.
On his birthday and all.
Oh, the whole world can't always revolve around him. Besides, he has his mother there consoling him. Look, I'm really sorry for what I said. I didn't mean to offend you.
Offend me?
It's been a long day and I was out of order.
Sure haven't you a lot on your plate anyway, with all you've to be thinking about.
You know, you really should give Buenos Aires some serious thought. There are some brilliant bespoke tours available now, so you get a proper feel of the place.
I dunno. I'd never have the guts to go off on my own like that.
There are worse things than being on your own.
Here, quick. Look, I think our prayers have been answered. Here's the ground crew and they look like they mean business.
Attention please, this is a boarding call. Fair Air Flight 136 for Shannon is now boarding. Would passengers with priority boarding please make their way to the left-hand side of the departure gate, where boarding will now commence.
God. Come on, Ruth, we need to get moving. What's wrong with you, girl? Grab your stuff as fast as you can.
Let me give you a hand.
No, I'm grand.
Look, you'll never get on with all that.
Well, neither of us will get on at this rate, and I love being right up at the front.
Go down the back, Alice. Planes don't reverse into mountains.
I suppose. Sure, I could always give it a try for a change, if that's where you're heading.
I'm not heading anywhere.
I don't get you.
I'm not going back.
What do you mean you're not going back?
I'm staying here.
Here? After we trying the whole day to get out of here?
I'm going to go back into the city.
Are you having me on?
No.
But you can't do that.
I think I have to.
But are you sure you're doing the right thing?
Absolutely certain.
Really?
Really.
Well, doesn't that just take the biscuit?
You need to get on the plane, Alice.
But what about Michael? Won't he be raging?
Raging isn't in it.
And you'll be all right with that?
I'll be fine.
What will you do?
Catch my breath. Then, well, we'll see.
Final boarding call for Fair Air Flight 136 to Shannon. Would the last remaining passengers please board immediately through gate 44C, as this gate is about to close.
Jesus, can't you see I'm coming? Mind yourself, pet.
Will do. Oh, Alice, here, your pashmina, I nearly forgot.
Keep it, you never know when you'll need it again.
You're sure?
Absolutely. And whatever else you do, don't dream of giving him back that ring, do you hear me?
But it was his mother's.
All the more reason so.
Safe journey, Alice.
Good luck, girl.